Hello, everyone. Welcome to another broadcast of Preventive Health and Safety. And I'm just so glad you could be here. My name is Alan Dougherty, and I want to walk us through some things today that I think can be really helpful. Might not necessarily pertain to all of us, but I guarantee it's going to apply to some of the folks that we know so that we may be able to help them. And then some things to think about as we progress up in age. I work in dialysis, and besides taking care of their end-stage renal disease or dialysis needs, some of the comorbidities they have like diabetes, hypertension, a lot of heart issues, we also start to look at some of the other things that not only accompany end-stage renal disease, but just accompany aging in particular. Some of these elderly people really have it rough as they try to survive this end-stage renal disease by coming to dialysis 3 times a week and taking multitudes of medications and things of that nature. But there's a couple things that sometimes get overlooked, no pun intended, and we just don't seem to pay attention to that we may be able to help them with. So, as I said, we don't look at sometimes, we're going to talk about vision. You know that really vision problems can affect anybody. They really can. But decreased vision is actually a natural part of aging. I mean, it occurs. It takes place. Now, some of you say, I know somebody in their 70, 75, 80 years old, never had an eye exam, could see perfectly. And that's a phenomenon. But, you know, I'm glad it is. But that's not the norm. Normally, their vision problems continue to grow as we age. I've been a part of that already. I'm only 68, but I've already had some issues with floaters and things like that due to some vitreous problems. Big long name for it, but basically my vitreous is starting to pull away from my retina a little bit and causing these floaters and flashing lights and stuff like that. Every once in a while it's kind of cool, but most of the time I'm chasing them little dots around all over the place, and it gets annoying sometimes. But anyhow, so when you think about that, you think about all the problems that elderly people have. Their vision gets worse. So it could be far vision, it could be short vision. And when you think about it, when you're losing your near vision, that means you're going to have trouble seeing things that you do up close or things that you need to read that might be a little smaller than they should be. And we're going to talk about some of those things later. Far vision, if you're an elderly person or you know some elderly people that are still driving, obviously that can definitely affect that. But there are some other things that can affect, and we're going to talk about those in a minute. But just number one, the vision in general, it starts to decline. And then there's always the floaters and the things that I just talked about. They can be a sign of some very serious conditions, like a retinal detachment. That's when the retina actually starts to detach, and it can really be an immediate emergency, because if that doesn't get repaired in time, they could totally lose vision in that eye. Obviously, you can't see without a retina. And so it needs to be repaired. Most of the time they can repair it with laser surgery, but sometimes it takes a little bit more advanced procedures to take care of that. Then there's dry eye. Usually people, when they hit 40, start having a decrease in their tear production. And that produces what we call dry eye. And that doesn't really seem to affect you much, but it really does. It causes us to rub our eyes more. It causes us to have trouble blinking when we could, because obviously the tears help lubricate the eye so that we're able to blink and able to rid our eyes of any type of pollen or anything that might be getting in there. And it can be quite troublesome as you get older and the eyes even dry out more. It's a very common problem, and it doesn't seem like it's really that vital, but the truth of the matter is, anytime you're doing anything that you really have to depend on paying attention or seeing well, it can be very irritating and very dangerous. When you talk about glaucoma, another condition that often happens, and glaucoma is caused by increased pressure in the eye. It damages the optic nerve, which is in the back of the eye, And of course, the optic nerve is what takes all the impulses from the retina and the eye to the brain so it can be interpreted. So obviously, the vision is going to go bad when glaucoma happens, and that's something that we really need to keep an eye on. So you can all tell already that one of my end results here and what I'm trying to say is make sure you have very frequent eye exams, because they can do pressure tests to test for glaucoma, and they can check your near vision, your far vision. They can, you know, offer certain solutions like drops and stuff for the dry eyes. So there's all kinds of things that, you know, can be done to help these conditions that we're talking about. And it should be starting off with regular eye examinations. Cataracts. I know all about cataracts. Just ask me about them. I've had one taken out. I had noticed that signs were starting to get very, very blurry. And it got worse. At nighttime, it looked like everybody had their high beams on and they were pointing right in my eyeballs. Never fit. And the people behind me that would get close to me, seemed like those headlights were hitting my mirror and going into my eye, and I could hardly see sometimes. So it all finished up one time. I was looking through a scope and it looked like I was hunting in the fog. I mean, it was just totally foggy. And it was like, oh my goodness, I can't see anything. And I went to the doctor, and sure enough, I had a really bad cataract. It was removed, and I could see great out of that eye. Guess what? Now my other eye has one. So you just can't win when you get old. That's what they say, but you got to keep on trucking and keep on going. Just don't stop, because life still offers so much for us to enjoy. But we just got to make sure that we do it well and take care of ourselves so that we'll have that type of quality of life that we'll still be able to enjoy. Of course, people that have diabetes are in danger of diabetic retinopathy. Talking about the different nerves in the eye and how diabetes affects that. Oftentimes just destroying those nerve endings and things of that nature. So if you're a diabetic, or if you know people that are diabetics, your parents maybe, or your relatives, neighbors, you know, they need to be getting in checked very, very often to make sure their retinas are okay. And then there's something called temporal arteritis, which simply means that the vessels that go into the eye and supply blood to the eye, they get inflamed, and they actually have more trouble delivering the blood to the eye than they should. And when the eye has less blood delivered to it, then it's definitely a problem for vision and other things. So all these concerns are things you can think about. Now, when you think about having an eye exam, all you can think about is reading the letters C47298 and see how far down the chart you can read. But there's a lot more to it. Eye health is important. Now, let's just give you some examples. Did you know that a large percentage of falls, now listen very carefully, a large percentage of falls in elderly people can be attributed to not being able to see well? They did a study one time. They were trying to track the falls of elderly people and in the house, in the yard, and just generally anywhere. And a lot of it had to do with the fact that they couldn't see properly. Just for example, you know, if you have a sidewalk going through the grass, sometimes that sidewalk can dip down a little bit. Sometimes the other side can lift up a little bit. And if there's just enough unevenness there, it's very easy, if you don't see it, to stumble on it or fall. It just makes sense. Same with curbs. You might not be able to see the edge of the curb just right. There's so many things in the house that perhaps maybe for years and years and years you were used to sitting here, sitting there, and it never seemed to bother anything. But all of a sudden now you find yourself stumbling over those things, falling over those things, and you don't even really see them. And that's simply because when your vision starts to decline, your depth perception goes, and you're just not able to make, you may be able to see things, but the distinction may not be there. Okay, so if it's close up, that distinction can cause a lot of problems. If it's, you know, a few feet away where you're walking perhaps or reaching for something, it could be very dangerous. So, you know, there's a lot of problems with falls that are involved with vision. And then driving, I'm not even going to go there. You can imagine how hard it is. And I went through it. When my cataracts started getting bad, I mean, it was just horrible. I mean, I drove a lot and I drive a lot at night, and a lot of times I was almost petrified because I just couldn't see. I'd have to pull over and just regroup a little bit and wait till the big traffic jam went by or whatever. But it's quite an effort to be able to continue to drive properly whenever you have eye problems. And then think about this. How about medication errors? You know, many times elderly people have a lot of medications to take. And I get a kick out of some of our patients. I say, what do you take for blood pressure? That blue pill. It's kind of cute. Or that round one or that capsule, you know, they sometimes don't know the names, but they know what shape they are and what color they are. Well, think about that. When they get older, you know, as people age, you know, some of those shapes, forms, and colors can run together pretty well. So it's really nice to have someone to help them prepare their medications, but it's even more important to make sure that they have proper eye exams so their eye health can be looked at. And these problems should be identified early. I mean, that's a great thing to have. Hey, you know, I have trouble looking at my pills. I can't read the labels on the medication bottles anymore. Wonderful. We're going to help you. It's not a terminal condition. It just means you need some assistance. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. When we're first born, we need assistance doing everything, right? And then we get self-sufficient, and then we get over self-sufficient, and then as we get older, we need a little more help, and there's nothing wrong with that. So don't feel guilty about it. If you're having trouble, it's much better than risking a real serious problem by getting the wrong medication, maybe not taking something that you need or taking too much of something that you have in your pill box. So very, 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 very important to be careful with that. The medication, it can cause problems. And I mentioned reaching for stuff earlier. A lot of times, you know, people reach up and on a shelf, and if they can't see something behind something else, I mean, they can pull something down. It's just so important to think about all these things that can happen because people can't see well. You know, inadequate lighting around the house, especially, you know, most of the time we don't have a whole lot of lights on, and you know, we get by pretty well in the dimness, but the truth is, as we get older, we need to be able to see very clearly. So sometimes it just takes some going through and maybe updating some bulbs on the watts on the bulbs, maybe putting an extra light in here or there. Hallways, especially from the bedroom to the bathroom, especially in case someone has to get up at night. Just think about those things. What could happen with someone who has poor eyesight? In this particular situation, stairs. You know what? Whenever you're walking down the stairs, you and I don't usually have problems seeing the edge of the step because we have good depth perception and we have good clarity in our vision. But as you get older, some of that goes away. The depth perception is not quite there. The vision's not very good. And a lot of times it almost looks like just a flat plane that you're hoping you get your feet on your way down each step. So again, just some things to think about. You know, recognizing hazards that come up when you're driving or walking. You may be out on the street if you live in town walking, and you know, there may be a construction area ahead and they may have, you know, some things moved around. They may have pieces of cement on the sidewalk because they're working on a pothole in the road, which I wish they would do more often. But, you know, there's just all kinds of things. People in the summertime are cutting grass. They're mulching. They're, you know, all kinds of stuff could be on the sidewalks. So it's very, very important that they're very careful and make sure that that vision gets checked so they're able to see these hazards before they actually get in trouble with them. So all in all, when you talk about vision, it's very important to understand that decreased vision can cause problems. and elderly are more susceptible to decreased visions. So it's your job and my job to help those that we know and love to recognize these things and get the proper attention. Now, let's talk about one more thing real quick, and that's hearing. Why hearing? Because hearing's something else that starts to go whenever you get a little bit older. About 15.5% of the people over 20 have some type of hearing loss. And I can tell you why some of them do. When you drive around in your car with your music so loud that I can hear it when all your windows are shut, 3 or 4 aisles away at Walmart, that's too loud, okay? Now, you might be having a blast. You might be just rocking and rolling or whatever you're doing in there. But when it's that loud, it is going to cause some damage to your ears. I know a lot of people have worked in factories, and just every day they got so used to it, it didn't bother them anymore. But then they had a horrible time with hearing loss after they retired because of the fact that the damage gets done. So 15.5% over 20, about 31% over 65, and then about 40.3% of the people over 75 have noticeable, detectable hearing loss. And again, this is something that we really need to think about, okay? So if someone, say, has a broken leg, then all of a sudden we try to find ways to help them. Do you have a pillow to prop it up on? Or is the furniture moved around the way that you can take care of it? And so the same thing with things that occur naturally. So if someone is starting to lose their hearing or their vision, you know, we need to make sure that we're helping them along the way to be safe. People that lose their hearing and start to really have trouble hearing, they may have trouble with high frequencies. They may have trouble with low frequencies. Let me give you an example. A tea kettle. You put tea on, some hot water to make tea. And that tea kettle is a really super high pitched sound when it starts to go off. But you know what? A lot of times, elderly people may not hear that. And they may forget they put the water on for the tea. Hey, I'm guilty of forgetting a lot of stuff around the house sometimes. And so it's not that hard as it seems. So it's something you need to think about. And if they can't hear it, they can just boil that dry and eventually maybe even cause a fire. And that's the same thing with vision. A lot of times we were talking about vision a minute ago, and they're, you know, they kind of go hand in hand here. But when you're cooking on the stove and, you know, you turn those knobs, some of these knobs you turn now, you know, it's not like the old gas stoves where you can see the flame, or some of the stoves anymore don't even have a surface that you can see the burners heating up. And if you don't get it turned off quite right, it may still be on. Same thing with the oven. Sometimes you got to be able to see that knob enough to make sure it's in the off position. My dad was so wonderful with my mother. He went around and he got some orange. It was almost like electrician's tape. It's just really sticky orange tape. And he cut it in real fine strips and he put it on the off position on all the knobs. So she knew, when my mom knew when she went to turn them up or turn them off, that all those orange lines should be pointing straight up. And things like that can be of such help to people who have trouble with vision and trouble with hearing. Hearing impairment causes all kinds of things. You know, when you go to a doctor sometimes, and, you know, I love doctors. I've been working with doctors now for 50 years. So I've gotten to know the personality of a lot of doctors. And sometimes they talk pretty fast. Sometimes they're not as slow and distinct in their communication with people, especially when they feel like it's some normal person who is pretty good at understanding things. But elderly people, sometimes they don't either feel like they have a hearing problem, or perhaps they don't want to admit it and they don't want to ask someone to repeat themselves. So this is something that I tell people all the time. Yeah, if someone in the medical field is giving you some type of instruction, you make sure before they leave that you understand exactly what they say. All these instructions that we give to patients should be followed with a written instruction. So that now they have be able to hear it, and they can now see it. And it should be in large print, obviously, or any type of reading device that would be able to make sure they're able to understand those instructions. Sometimes driving can be an issue, too. As you're driving down the road, you can't hear horns honking. You can't hear sirens coming. You can't hear trucks beside you. I mean, a lot of those things can be very devastating to someone who has a hearing problem. So it's something that you need to consider. You know, I never recommend just saying old people shouldn't drive, because, like I said, I'm 68. I still drive a lot. And I know people that are 70 and 80 and still drive a lot. But when it comes time to really thinking about how much you should drive, then you need to take your hearing and your vision into consideration. You may feel great, but if you can't see well or you can't hear well, you're actually increasing, I mean really increasing, the risk of being in some type of accident. So those are things that you really have to consider. And then you think about alarms at the house. Can they still hear the smoke detectors? Can they still hear, you know, anything that might be going wrong in the house? You know, I know someone one time that left the water running all night. And of course, it went right down the drain and it wasn't a problem. It was just the fact that all night long the spigot was running. And they had turned the kitchen light out and never even thought about it. Sat in the living room, watched TV, went to bed, got up next morning, went out in the kitchen, and the water was still running. It happens, okay? But things like that, you know, just need to be able to help people and instruct them on things they might be able to do a little bit differently to make sure that, you know, everything's the way it should be. And, you know, I told someone one time, you know, a good thing to do is put a spoon down in the sink, right? And, you know, when you leave it, make sure that there's a spoon under there. Then sometimes you can hear it rattling a little bit, but it was a pretty stupid suggestion. But I tried it one time with someone. It didn't really help that much. But, you know, you're probably more creative than I am. Anything we can do to help these folks. Now, when you talk about vision and hearing, this isn't like driving down the road 90 miles an hour or tailgating or, you know, leaving your dryer on and going out somewhere or not inspecting your fire, your smoke detectors and stuff like that. We're not talking about huge, major safety concerns. But if it's your loved one, it could very well be a huge concern, and it should be. So think about this. Hearing and your vision are two senses that are highly involved in so many things that we do that they need to be in good operating condition. Thanks for listening. Listen, if you know someone that's a bit elderly that maybe be having some troubles with hearing, have someone that has trouble with hearing listen to a podcast. Now, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say sit down and just share some of these things with them and maybe do a little evaluation. You know, maybe mom and dad, or mom lives alone or dad lives alone, or they're still living together, but they both have hearing or vision problems. Maybe just do a little walkthrough and walk through the yard and down the sidewalk and look at the steps. You know, I was telling you about my dad putting the orange tape on the stove on the knobs. He also did it at the end of all the steps, just at the very end. So my mom knew that she needed to put her foot behind that orange line. It worked out really well. You could really see good. So think about it. Again, these podcasts are just designed to help a little bit. In any way, if someone avoids an injury, avoids a fall, avoids a burn, avoids a catastrophe, just from something they heard or you heard in this podcast, it's worth it all. Thank you so much for listening, and I sure hope you'll share. Take care and have a good day.